everyone, and welcome to the Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week show. This is Rich Leaf, and with us today is our Con Edison winner for the week of May 15th. She's an outstanding golfer at Scarsdale High School, Caitlin Lee. Hi, Caitlin. Nice to see you this morning.
Hi, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Caitlin, the Con Edison Award has been around for 68 years. Some outstanding student athletes have won it over the years. What does winning the award mean to you?
It means so much to me. I know how special this award is, and I'm really grateful for Coach for putting me up for it and for Con Ed for choosing me.
Well, as our listeners will be finding out in the next 15 minutes or so, you are certainly a very, very worthy winner of this prestigious award. Now, Caitlin, how long have you been playing golf, and how long have you been playing competitive golf?
I first picked up a club when I was about 6 or 7 years old, and then I started playing junior tournaments when I was about 10 or 12.
Okay, so a long time. And who got you started playing this great sport?
My dad got me started. He's loved the game for as long as I can remember, and every time he has free time, he brings me and my siblings to play.
Now, Caitlin is undefeated this year in all of her matches that she's played. She's been the low medalist in every match. Some of her scores, 36, 36, 35, 43, 41 for 9 holes on some very competitive courses. And Caitlin is currently the number 2 ranked player in Section 1. We're going to change that very soon, I think, Caitlin, right?
Yeah.
And she's the defending sectional champion. And when does the defense of that championship begin? And what will be the process?
The first round is 18 holes. It takes place on Monday at Centennial. And then after that, I think 40 players enter. And then after that, half of the field is cut. And the second day is played on Wednesday at Whippoorwill. And the top 8 players go to States.
Okay, well, we certainly wish you very luck as that begins. We might mention that Caitlin is a 3-year state qualifier. She came in 4th in 2016, 6th in 2018, 3rd last year. And is the goal to be number 1 in 2019?
Yeah, the goal is to be number 1.
All right, well, we'll be looking forward to hearing the news about that. That would be certainly fantastic. Now, yesterday at Sunningdale Country Club, you shot a 38 2 over par, and you helped your team earn its second consecutive league title. That must have been pretty exciting. Tell us about yesterday's match just a bit.
Yeah, yesterday was super fun. Our team this year has been so amazing. We've gotten really good freshmen who have really contributed to the success of our team, and yesterday was just really rewarding knowing that all of that hard work has paid off.
Now, Caitlin has won some amazing awards and accomplishments over the years, and it's just it's going to be tough to mention them all, but she qualified for the U.S. Girls Junior Amateur, Low Hud Girls Golf Player of the Year, 5th in the Northern Junior Championship, 4th in the New York State Girls Amateur Championship, 2nd in the Girls Metropolitan Section PGA Championship and Future Series at Bethpage Red, 1st in Future Series in the Connecticut Challenge, 1st in the Future Series in Eisenhower Park. We can go on and on and on. Congratulations, Caitlin, on all of those wonderful accomplishments. And tell us about another award that you won at the Westchester Country Club, the Vin Ross Award. What was that all about?
So that award is given to one junior golfer, I think, every summer. And it's basically awarded to the player who's shown the most progress, who's shown just like a good personality and who's had a lot of accomplishments. So it was really a great opportunity for me to get that award.
That's wonderful. Now, I'm sure you practice 12 months a year, and where we live up here is practicing outside is just not it's just not conducive to doing that 12 months a year. We're lucky we have a couple of months the way this weather's been going. So how do you stay sharp and practice 12 months a year? There must be some good indoor facilities around.
Yeah, so Westchester Country Club has a newly built indoor facility, so I practice there whenever I can during the off season, and I take lessons with my coach Gary Weir once a week. So, yeah, I've been able to keep my practice going throughout the
That's terrific. Now tell us a little bit about some of the training. You know, we talk about training in other sports. People might not think that a golfer has to do much training, but from a physical standpoint, how do you stay strong and stay where you need to be to be a great golfer like you are?
Yeah, well, growing up, I did Taekwondo, so that really helped me stay in shape. But now I work with a TPI certified trainer at New York Orthopedics. And they basically what they do is they have workouts centered around the golf swing. So that's really been a major contributor to the strength and the speed that I've been developing over the past couple of years.
Okay, very good. Let's call in your coach here for just a moment. We're very happy to have a legendary Scarsdale High School coach, Barney Foltman. Barney's been coaching three varsity sports at Scarsdale for 35 years. He's coached some wrestling, some swimming, some golf. Barney, nice to see you this morning. Thanks for coming down. Tell us about coaching golf. What are some of the problems that that coaching other sports might not have?
Well, we have a couple of things that we have to contend with. First, we had a large number of girls, and we need to get them six matches minimum to qualify for sections. So this year, we had eight girls qualify. So getting them in all the matches that they need is a little bit of a challenge. And, of course, we have to deal with weather conditions, and this spring has been a very tough spring. It was very wet. And the girls have to learn how to play in adverse conditions. And we never know during sections or states if we will have adverse conditions. So in a way, it's to their benefit. But sometimes we get canceled, and it's difficult to get all the matches that the girls need.
Now, your team this year in the regular season was 12-0, so I imagine you're satisfied with their performance. What is on the agenda right now as we speak?
Well, 12-0, and we won the league, and by winning the league, we'll be competing for a team title in the sections as well as individuals. So we have eight girls qualified. I pick the five lowest differentials to compete in the team title. So we want to see how many kids that we can get through to the 20-match or the 20-golfer cut, and hopefully have some kids that go to states, and hopefully we can bring the team and we can contend for a state title with the team.
Now, Barney, you made a statement about Caitlin. You said, Caitlin is one of the top student athletes I have ever coached. For someone that's coached three sports for 35 years, that's quite a statement. What else does Caitlin bring to the program that I might not see as a casual observer?
Well, Caitlin obviously is a great golfer, but coupled with that is that she is an amazing student and person. She's worked so hard at her academics and is a conscientious worker and has been a figurehead in Scarsdale as far as being an academic role model. But even beyond that, her personality just shines. She is empathetic. She's caring. She is well-liked by students and by staff. She has tremendous character and morals, and she really is a wonderful role model. And I've been doing this for a long time, and I've seen a lot of kids, but not often do you get a kid who is the complete package. And this girl has everything that you could possibly want in a young student athlete.
Well, Coach Barney Foltman, Scarsdale High School golf coach, thanks for coming down this morning. Always nice to see you.
Thank you.
Good luck as we move into the postseason. Let's get back to our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week. We're talking this morning with Caitlin Lee, an outstanding golfer from Scarsdale High School. Caitlin, let's move into the classroom for just a moment, where you have an outstanding three-year GPA of 3.87. You are taking a course that's known as Advanced Topic. Tell us exactly what that means.
Yeah, so Scarsdale has gotten rid of their AP program, and they changed the name to AT. And I'm not sure how long ago they did that or why they did that, but I think I actually like the idea that it's not an AP class because the name might be a little bit intimidating, and people might just take the AP class to get college, you know, to look good for their college applications. But I'm currently taking three AP or AT classes, which is AT Bio, AT AB Calculus, and AT Macroeconomics. So they've been challenging, but they were super interesting as well.
Well, that is very challenging, and I'm sure you're doing well in all of them. Caitlin will be attending Yale University this fall. That's wonderful. Caitlin, what was it about Yale? I'm sure there were a lot of schools knocking on your door. Why did you pick Yale?
So I first visited Yale freshman year. because the golf coach there invited me for a putting clinic. And while I was there, I took a tour of campus, and I immediately fell in love with everything they had to offer. I love the coach there. I love the team environment that they had. And I just got to play with the current Yale team 2 weeks ago. And we had fun the entire time. There was never a dull moment between us. So I'm really excited to enter the new school year.
Now, when you start playing Division I golf next year, what adjustments do you think you might have to make to your game and to your training patterns?
Yeah, I know Division I golf is super competitive, so I'll definitely have to make some adjustments. But when I was talking with Coach during the recruiting process, she was telling me about all the support systems and the programs they have there, especially when balancing the academic and the athletic difficulties. But I think also I have to develop my short game a little bit more because that's a little bit on the weaker side. I know that my coach is really strong about making sure that the short game is one of the best parts of your game. So I'll be working on that a lot during the summer.
Now, you mentioned Taekwondo a little while ago. I know you're no longer doing that, but you earned quite a high honor in that. Tell us quickly about your Taekwondo experience.
So I started Taekwondo when I was 6 years old, and I'm currently a second-degree black belt. And I actually started it with my dad and my brother, so it's been a really nice family experience for us to get that together.
All right, well, don't mess around with Caitlin on the golf course or anywhere else. I guess that's the message from that. Let's give your family a shout-out. Your dad, Dr. Steve, your mom, Dr. Linda. Are they your biggest fans?
They are my biggest fans. They're always out there supporting me and cheering on the sidelines, so I'm very grateful to have them.
And you said your dad got you started in golf. Does he give you a lot of pointers, or does he leave that pretty much to Coach Fultman?
He follows me at every tournament, so it's been really nice. Whenever I have a bad hole, I just look out to see him, and he's always there with a smile on his face, so it's really comforting to know that he's supporting me no matter how well or how poorly I do.
Always encouraging.
Well, always encouraging.
I don't think you ever do poorly. maybe not as good as you'd like, but I don't think the word poorly should be used once at all. Let's talk about your siblings. Tell us about Stephen and Emma.
Yeah, so Steven's my younger brother. He's a 10th grader at Scarsdale High School, and he's also on the golf team there. So he's been having a really good season, and I'm really excited to see how he develops over the next couple of years. And my little sister, Emma, who's a 6th grader at Scarsdale Middle School, she's also a very big golfer, but she's a very big squash player as well. So we're just trying to see which path she chooses to take, but we all hope it's golf.
Yeah, do you play squash with her?
I do sometimes for fun, yeah. She can beat me, though, which is a little sad.
That's a great sport. Now, Caitlin, if you could narrow into one proudest moment so far in your young life, are you able to do that?
Yeah, I would think that my proudest moment would be committing to Yale. I remember the day when Coach called me and she was like, oh, congrats. I really want you to be a part of our team. And I was speechless. I couldn't even think of anything to say to her. But yeah, just knowing that all those years that I put into both golf and my academics have really... You know, it's really proven to be a good accomplishment.
Well, that's terrific. And one final question, as unfortunately we are running out of time. Is there someone else that you'd like to give a special shout out to? We've talked about Coach Fultman and your family and your sibs. Anybody else that you would like to just shout out to this morning?
Yeah, I think I mentioned him a little bit earlier in the interview, but I would like to give a shout out to my golf coach, Gary Weir, he's the golf director at Westchester Country Club, and I've been working with him ever since I picked up a club, so I'm really grateful for everything that he's taught me.
Well, we have been speaking this morning with our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week, Caitlin Lee, a terrific golfer at Scarsdale High School. Caitlin, it was great meeting you this morning, spending a few moments. Congratulations on all your accomplishments on the golf course, in the classroom, and elsewhere. All the best in the sectionals, and a great 4 years coming up for you at Yale University. All the best going forward, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week show. This is Rich Leaf. Join us again next week when we speak with another outstanding student athlete from our area. So long for now.